It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome back to the Untold Story podcast. I'm Martha McCallum. Very excited to have you back with us today. We're sort of in a little bit of a Christmassy mood, and we have Tegan Gerard back with us today of Half Baked Harvest, and it's great to have her back. And we're going to give you, I like it when people say, do one of these three things, because I can wrap my arms around that. I get overwhelmed at Christmas, like everyone does, I think. And Tegan and I were actually just talking. She's in New York, and just being here is a little bit overwhelming, right?
Oh, it's so busy right now. It is everywhere you go, the streets are full, but it's magical, I will say. Like, I don't think there's anything else like Christmas in New York.
There really isn't.
I know. It's perfect.
Sometimes you're just so wound up with the things that you have to do. And it's sort of, you know, people say this every year and it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, but everyone has your list of stuff you got to get done. And I'm keeping it in my phone and I'm crossing them off.
We have lots of lists.
Going back and forth on my lists and everything. And, but every once in a while you get that little sparkly feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, oh, I just got a little bit of, you know, Christmas spirit. And I had that today. I had to rush out really quickly to do something. And on my way back, I just heard the Salvation Army bells and music. And I was standing in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral, which we were just talking about, which is a nice haven because you can go in there and you get a little peace and quiet. And the wreaths and the decorations are so stunning. So what's your favorite thing about being in Christmas in New York?
You know what? The lights, the trees, everything, everywhere. Yeah. People really do it up. It's like an old school Christmas that you see in the movies. And it's just, it's so festive. And you know, I feel like everybody sort of forgets about Christmas a little bit, the season of it, the reason, like, you know, the decorations, the just enjoyment of it. And it's just like something about New York is so special the way you guys do it. It's nice.
So what is it like right
especially
now in Colorado?
Especially being uptown.
Yeah.
Although downtown's beautiful too.
Yeah, downtown
it's a little
is
bit
different.
More, it's a little bit more mellow.
Yeah, it's a little bit more mellow to be sure. What's Christmas like back home right now in Colorado?
Well, in Colorado, it's also very Christmassy, but it's just that you don't get the hustle and the bustle of the city. Like, you just don't, like, you know, you guys got Central Park and you have like all of those things that you see when you're growing up, like watching Home Alone, you know?
Yeah.
No, like seriously,
exactly.
It's a kind of like a fairy tale in a way, but just it's so festive. And like you guys, it's the reds and the greens and all the wreaths, like you said, and the bows, like they're everywhere. It's not like that other places, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's just that there's no place like New York at Christmas.
I know. I actually like seeing the tourists in Midtown at Christmas time and they're stopping and taking pictures. And I think, you know, this is something they look forward to probably all year, you know, to take this trip and to be here. And it's the way we feel if we go to London or something, or we get to go to some place that we've always wanted to go, they have that feeling when they're here. So I always try to kind of...
I would imagine being a New Yorker, it can be like hard to not be like annoyed by the tourists and everything.
Yeah, I guess. I try not to be because I think, you know, I just like that we kind of live our life here every day. It's, you know, it's not always easy, but it's special in its own way. It always happens to me.
It is special.
Anyway.
There's an energy
and
here.
And so I like that people want to come to the city and see it and bring their kids. My parents used to bring me here when I was little and, you know, take us to see all the Christmas sights and take us to St. Patrick's and all those things.
I need to go see a Christmas show. I haven't done that. I need to go
see
a Christmas show.
Yeah, that's fun. I did that last year, I think. We went to Radio City and it is nice. It's nice. It's nice that some things don't change all that much, which is
good. Yeah, for sure.
So I wanted to just pick your brain a little bit.
Yes.
We want to give everybody, you know, if you haven't really thought about what you're going to make or you want to just make one special thing that you're going to bring to someone's house or one special thing that you can roll out for your family and say, oh, look what I did. I did something like Tegan Gerard from Half Baked Harvest. So we're going to give people three recommendations. And one of them is Christmas Eve is actually one of my favorite parts of the whole thing.
It is my favorite.
Yeah, it's really nice.
There's nothing
right?
like Christmas Eve. It's so special.
So one of the, we picked out the cranberry goat cheese puff pastry swirl, and you're going to see the images of this on my Instagram, and you can also find it at Half Baked Harvest. So, you know, you don't have to write all this down, but
Give us some tips, because I always feel like you have to make something two or three times before you make it right. At least I do. So when, give us some tips about how you make this, the cranberry goat cheese puff pastry swirl, and kind of like, oh, you know, remember this or that when you're doing it. It will make it easier and more successful.
Okay. So this is such, you guys picked a great recipe. This is honestly one of the easiest recipes. And I cannot, one of my biggest tips during the holidays, you guys keep puff pastry in your freezer at all times. It is the secret to making a great appetizer, or even like, you can do so much with puff pastry. But my favorite things are, one, I love these swirls because the swirls are really pretty. Dried cranberries, goat cheese, super, super simple. You roll it up and there's a little bit of cinnamon and sugar in these swirls. So they give, like, goat cheese is very tangy, right? So it balances that tang of the goat cheese and it just gives it that Christmas like sparkle that you want in everything that you're doing around Christmas. For me personally, makes them special, unique. And then it's delicious, of course. And cranberries are very tart. So again, that little bit of sweetness really helps to balance it. But these are so easy. They're like five ingredients. You just need to thaw the pastry and then you spread it with a little bit of, then you do the goat cheese. You just crumble the goat cheese on. You sprinkle the cranberries on, a little bit of the cinnamon sugar, and you roll it up like you would a cinnamon roll. Like if you've ever made homemade cinnamon rolls, you roll it up, you slice them in cute little swirls, and you bake them in the oven. They're so no fuss and so simple and easy. And what's great about these is you don't have to serve them like piping hot. They can be room temperature, no problem. Because it's goat cheese and cranberry. It's like, as long as they have that nice flaky crust to them, so delicious.
So is there any trick to that? You say thaw it out. So should I wait until it's room temperature, the pastry dough? Because I always have a hard time with pastry dough. And I'm glad you said to buy the boxes, because
oh my goodness, don't mess around with making, okay, it's Christmas, guys. Don't stress yourselves out. Buy store-bought puff pastry. Everywhere sells it. Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, the normal grocery store. Mm-hmm. Like, I get mine at my local Kroger. Very easy. You can thaw it in the refrigerator for a few hours. Mm-hmm. But if you're like in a pinch, like I mostly am, and I forget to thaw it, I just leave it on the counter for 30, 45 minutes and it thaws out beautifully.
Okay.
And you're good to go.
Okay.
Pastry in the freezer though, because you can do like cranberry. I have a recipe for baked brie, and I wrap my baked.
I love that one too.
It's so good.
And you wrap that one. Just do that one real quickly, because that, I love that one too.
It's so good. It's if you've never made it, it's unreal. It's so good. You just take the pastry and you wrap the brie up in the pastry. It's like a little beautiful present of melted brie when you take it out of the oven and flaky pastry. I do mine with a little bit of fig jam on top, and then lots. Oh no, the cranberry one has like a cranberry sauce on top, which is really delicious. I do it all different kinds of ways. It's so
you're making the cranberry sauce?
You can use store-bought cranberry sauce. You can use store-bought cranberry jam, or you can skip it all together and just do a little bit of fig jam right on top, which I think is so good.
Just wrap it up in the pastry.
Just wrap it up in the pastry.
And you're going to stick that in for like...
You stick it in. I do like 425 for, you know, 20, 25 minutes until it's golden brown and flaky and beautiful. I do a little sprinkle of coarse brown sugar on top. It's like a natural organic sugar, and it just makes that pastry sparkle. Mm. You got to do it with your brie.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Since we're on the pastry kick, I'm going to keep going here. So we're going to wake up on Christmas morning.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I always make the same thing on Christmas morning. I always make brioche French toast with like strawberries and blueberries.
Yum.
And then I use like a little bit of ginger syrup mixed in with my maple syrup. And so this is one of my favorite things. But if I really want to impress everybody and give them a little surprise this time, it's like one of the three things that I know how to make, Tegan. So it's just the way I am. That's it.
That sounds absolutely delicious, especially with the ginger syrup.
I love ginger anything.
Me too.
Ginger syrup is so good.
It is. I just did something ginger with, I can't remember what, but it was like last night, I swear.
Yeah.
Ginger's the best.
Oh, I'm so
We love it dried. We love it candied. We love it fresh.
I know.
We love it pickled. All of the things.
Yum.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to really load on the amazing sweet morning for Christmas, brown butter iced mocha cinnamon rolls.
You didn't grow up with Christmas cinnamon rolls?
No. I mean, my mother was a good cook, but she didn't.
Oh, no.
You know what?
No.
Sometimes we did have cinnamon rolls, now that you say that, but I'm pretty sure that they were like
mine were
the kind you put in the oven. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. The kind that you roll out. I like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
Bang it on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Pop those out. Put the frosting on top.
And you know what? No shame. Delicious.
No, they are delicious.
Just delicious.
But if we want to do it the half-baked harvest way,
you got to homemade them.
Tell me how to make these.
So these are my actually like brioche. I use like a homemade brioche style dough. Mm-hmm. And what that means is there's a lot of butter and there's a lot of eggs. Mm. Makes it really good. Soft, delicious, fluffy cinnamon rolls. So you want to start with the dough. And what I like to, you can make this dough in an hour's time. You can make it the day before and let it sit overnight. So you're ready to go for the morning of. What I do with my Christmas cinnamon rolls is I will make them in full all the way up until baking and stick them in the fridge overnight. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning on Christmas morning, or I actually do them on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is very special. I pull them out of the refrigerator about an hour to 2 hours. You want to bring that dough back to room temperature so that it bakes up nice and easily in the oven and it gets really soft and fluffy. So just pull it out of the refrigerator I roll the rolls up and then I slice them and I assemble the pan and everything and I stick the whole pan in the fridge. And then on Christmas morning, say you just want to pull it out, let it sit for an hour, and then you throw it in the oven. So like maybe you are opening gifts and you let it sit and then, you know, you put it in the oven for 25 minutes and it's ready to go. Super
easy. Okay, that sounds amazing.
And yes, the mocha is
not a big shortcut on the dough. You do have to make the dough and you have to have a dough hook.
If you want a shortcut on the dough, guys, this is what my mom would do. She would buy the frozen Rhodes dough that they sell at the grocery store. Dough that you can even use pizza dough that they sell at the grocery store. Oh, yeah. You can definitely use pizza dough.
That's interesting.
Skip the whole making of the homemade dough process.
Thank you. That's good. All right. I'm going to go with that. Now, after we have done all of this, we really deserve a really yummy Christmas cocktail to have before Christmas dinner.
We love a fun
So
cocktail.
We went with the Naughty Nice Margarita.
We love that.
I already love this whole concept because it's a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
Tell me all about this one.
So this
Naughty
one,
Nice Margarita, folks. You're going to look this up.
This is the one with the jalapenos, correct? And the cinnamon. Is there spices in here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me look at this. Okay, yeah. So this one's... Oh, and I did it with the ginger. This one is so good. Okay. And the vanilla. This is a really... So I make a very simple honey syrup. So what I do is I take honey. I put jalapenos in it. Sliced up jalapenos. Mm-hmm. And then you simmer that together with a little bit of ginger. So it's like this spicy, sweet honey ginger situation that is just really, really delicious. And that's like your simple syrup for your margarita. The rest of it is really, really easy. You shake it up with a little bit of lime, a little bit of tequila. If you love a smokiness, you can definitely do a mezcal. That would be really great. And then there's a little bit of lime. And then I think the vanilla makes this like very special for Christmas. It's just a little bit. And it's really nice with that spice of the jalapeno and the ginger zing. Like it's very, very nice.
The balance of those two things.
It's like unusual, but really, really good. Really and then I, of course, do like a salty rim. And I like to top my family's big on like bubbles, fizzy things. So either a sparkling water or I'm obsessed with ginger beer and I use it in basically all of my cocktails.
Assign these to my daughter to
this
make on Christmas.
This one's really great. Yeah. And you can make it ahead of time. And then
she's over 21, by the way. So just so people don't think I'm
it's like really, there's,
7-year-old.
There's, if you guys are looking
come here.
For...
I'm going to teach you how to do something. No. I love that. So just take us through before we let you go, because we're doing a quickie podcast today and we're so happy to have you back. Tell us what is Christmas like at your house? How is your whole family going to be there?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
We have a big crowd. It's like 22 plus people now because I am one of 8. So there's a lot. And we've got one brother's married, you know, girlfriends and all of the things. And there's grandkids and there's cousins. So it's a lot. It's complete chaos, but it's very special. My mom somehow manages to make it all very special. And we'll do a big Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner. It's nothing fancy. But I'm actually excited this year. We're going to be in Telluride.
Nice.
And, we're all going to be cramped into a house together and, it's going to be very interesting, but I'm excited. I'm doing Christmas Eve and Christmas dinner and I want to make it like,
so you're doing both. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, I'll do both.
Of course. You've always done everything. Everyone, like, do you ever say like, you know what, you guys, I'm not going to do breakfast tomorrow. you're on your own.
No, but also like I'm a little bit of a control freak in a, right. in a way too. And it's like, it's not that some of them definitely don't care to help, but there are a handful
right.
that will at least jump in and help. But doing the whole thing is a little bit overwhelming probably right. for all of them.
But you do have like a handful of people who are good helpers.
My little sister is like my right hand. That's She's the good. Greatest. So, and honestly, so is my dad. He does all the dishes. Yeah.
Well, that's
which we
huge.
Don't like to do.
I know. My husband is really the cook in our family. And I'm the planner. I'm like, okay, we're going to have this and this and
well,
this. And then I make sure that all the ingredients are there.
That's
and
important.
And then he likes to come in and do his thing. It works out really well, actually. But then, you know, after he cooks everything, I do clean up. Or I
do you?
Then I pull one of my kids in. Like, okay, yeah, you're on. You're doing cleanup.
You have a busy life. Like, I feel like you don't need to be doing that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone has to clean up the kitchen after dinner.
It's not fun.
So are you a messy chef?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like you use every single spoon plate and everything in the house.
Yeah, I have multiple knives and they get used to every single... Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
We're not. We don't clean as we go.
I'm kind of a clean as we go person, and I get criticized for it at my house because people will be having cocktails and I'll be like, I'm just going to wash these cups. I'm just going to wash these glasses real quick, and then I'm just going to put them back because I can't go to bed at night unless everything is put away.
But see,
she's nodding.
No, well, I'm the same way. I can't go to bed. I cannot.
Yeah, unless everything is cleaned and put away.
But if you're entertaining, I will say that makes people feel like they've got to, like, it's a little uncomfortable. Like, oh, we got to get going.
I know, you're right. I know.
You know, or we should be helping clean. Like, they want you relaxed and they want you enjoying your time.
All right, I'll try to remember that.
Hire a cleaner, Martha.
Yeah, sometimes my husband's like, okay, stop cleaning. Go sit down.
Yeah.
So, Tegan, Merry Christmas.
I do the same thing sometimes, too.
It's good.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
It was so fun to see you.
Yes.
And Happy New Year.
Oh, my
and
gosh,
I hope
I know.
We'll see you again soon in 2024.
Me, too. You guys are so fun here.
Have an awesome time
Thanks,
in New York.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks
Merry
for stopping
Christmas.
By, Tegan. Tegan Girard of the Half-Baked Harvest. You can find all those recipes on my Instagram at Martha McCallum. And you can certainly find them at Half Baked Harvest on Tegan's Instagram and in her amazing cookbooks, too. So thanks again, Tegan, for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's The Untold Story. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.